After the consecration, we then remember. Again, remember is a crucial word, but it's remembering with such power that it makes what we remember present here and now. So it's not just remembering something that's past, it's remembering in a way that makes the past present. And so together we proclaim the mystery of faith, we say. Mystery is not Agatha Christie stuff. What we mean by mystery, in fact, is like sacrament. Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Let us proclaim the sacrament of faith. In doing that, what we do is we remember something which is past, we acknowledge what God is doing here and now in the present, and we look forward to something which we believe God will do. We say, we proclaim your death, O Lord. So we look back to the death of Jesus and all that it represented. We profess your resurrection, not just as a past event, something that happened once upon a time. It did happen once upon a time, but the risen Christ is present here and now in his word and in the bread and wine and in the assembly. So we're saying the resurrection which happened once upon a time is still happening here and now. And then, until you come again, we say, we look forward to that moment when Jesus Christ will return, and that will be the moment of the final transfiguration of everything, ourselves and the entire cosmos, all that bread and wine represent. Once we have done that, for the rest of the Eucharistic prayer, we call upon the power of Christ as once more we intercede for the church, for the world, for ourselves, and for the dead. Because again, this prayer has a power that reaches beyond death and can embrace the dead. So that once again, you see how the Mass is an experience of communion of the living and the dead, a communion of those who are in heaven and those who are still on earth, communion of the church in every time and place, through history and across the planet. So we're not just talking about this particular community that gathers to celebrate the Mass. We're talking about that community, but gathered in this vast community that the communion of God has created through time and space. And then all of that remembering and interceding eventually issues into what we call the doxology that concludes the Eucharistic prayer. Through him, with him, and in him, to you, O God, Almighty Father, all glory and honour forever and ever. So in other words, the great cry of praise, praising God, because once you have remembered and once you have seen the transforming power of God, all you can do is issue into an ecstasy of praise. And that's really where the great prayer concludes.